Hey everyone, husband here.
And I'm wife. If you've been listening to us, then you know we're all about reading the Bible and reacting to it on our first read-through. Cuss words, crying, laughing, and more.
We're passionate about creating a podcast that takes the sanctity out of the sacred text and simply stating it as we see it.
But we can't do it without your help. We're asking for your support to help us keep this podcast going.
There are two ways you can donate.
Text SACDIS, that's SACDIS, to 533-555 if you're in the U.S. with a one-time donation. Any amount helps.
Or if you'd rather start a sustaining membership, sign up on our Patreon page at patreon.com/sacrilegiousdiscourse. Membership levels start as low as $2 a month.
We are amazed and grateful for our fans that support us now, and you can become one too.
With your support, we can keep Sacrilegious Discourse alive and well for years to come.
So please donate today.
Text SACDIS to 533-555 if you're in the U.S.
Or sign up for our Patreon page at patreon.com/sacrilegiousdiscourse.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weight loss. That's PlushCare.com/weight loss. PlushCare.com/weight loss.
Welcome to Sacrilegious Discourse.
I'm husband.
And I'm wife.
Together, we're reading the Bible for the very first time.
We grew up without religion and wanted to know what all the fuss was about.
Well, what have we learned so far?
That God is a dick, and apparently some people believe in talking donkeys.
We're not trying to pass ourselves off as experts.
Nope, we're just reading the Bible for the first time and giving our first take reaction.
If you'd like to join us in this venture, you might consider starting at episode 1.
Otherwise, jump in wherever you like.
All right, let's go read the Bible.
Yeah, let's get to it. Husband!
Wife!
Do you know what we're doing today?
We're doing contradictions today for Esther.
False! We're doing you're always wrong!
Why do I always gotta be wrong?
That's the game.
This isn't a game. This is torture.
This is a game, it is so fun!
For you?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Well, you got some good ones?
Sure.
Wow, that's a big sell.
Right?
Awesome.
I can't wait for these. Exactly two. Mm. Exactly two.
It was a short book.
It was a short book, yeah. And it wasn't very goddish.
Okay. So. All right, so there you go. All right, let's get into this, I guess.
Let's. Okay, so we're doing the contradictions. You're always wrong.
Right.
For the book of Esther, which only had 10 chapters, none of which were very Bible-y God-ish.
I see.
So.
Unless you're reading the Greek version.
Well, but we're not, though.
Right.
Septuagint.
Right, right.
Right. Yeah, we are reading the Hebrew, like the quote-unquote normal Bible that you find. Well, I said quote unquote because it's the one that you're going to find on the bookstore shelves.
Right. You know? In the U.S.
Yeah. That's what I was trying to get to.
Sure. I got it.
So, yeah. So there were only two, both of which I was able to use. So, yay.
No, I mean, that's definitely a win.
Right?
Yeah.
Small victories, my
right,
friend.
Right.
Okay. So here's the first question.
Okay.
Is it okay to use perfume?
I don't recall this,
But I'm going to go with no, because Esther was trying to not, you know, take advantage of the things that made her more beautiful and stuff.
Well, okay, so you're right in that, no, perfume is for God, not for you. Because in Exodus...
Wait, God uses perfume?
In Exodus chapter 30, verse 37, it says, "As for the perfume which thou shalt make, ye shall not make to yourselves. It shall be unto thee holy for the Lord."
Okay.
Okay.
So why would...
But.
What?
But.
Okay.
You're always wrong.
Obviously.
Because, yes, Esther did use perfume to impress the king. Okay.
But it was not without pressure, though, right?
Well, I don't know. Let's see. In Esther chapter 2, verses 8 through 12, it says, "Esther was brought also unto the king's house. Now when every maid's turn was come to go in to King Ahasuerus, after that she had been 12 months according to the manner of the women, for so were the days of their purifications accomplished, to wit, 6 months with oil of myrrh and 6 months with sweet odors." So every single one that went to see the king spent a year getting perfumed up.
Right. I guess I'm just basing this on the other bit where, well, this was our dig when we dug into it, the Q&A that we did or whatever. There was the bit where...
But those all came from the Midrashim.
Right, right. So but there were stories of her in the Midrash. There's stories of her not wanting to utilize the things that made her more beautiful.
But were not from the Bible.
Right, not from the Bible. I got it.
So she was one of God's favorite women.
Yeah.
And she used perfume to win the king.
Okay.
So
it's all good.
It's all good.
Unless you're an Exodus.
Or it's not all good.
Right.
Right. It just depends.
Right.
Okay. Okay. Here, the next question I was actually appreciative of, because remember how they kept referring to Haman as an Agagite? And I had never really heard of Agagites.
Sure.
Well, Agagites are Amalekites.
Okay.
It's the same word, interchangeable. Okay.
Okay.
And Amalekites, I don't know if you recall, come from Amalek.
Okay. You've mentioned that in something else we were going over, but yeah. I mean, I didn't recall that until you brought it back up.
Right. So was Haman an Agagite or Amalekite? Yes or no?
Yes.
Yes? Okay. Right. So according to Esther chapter 3, verse 1, "After these things did King Ahasuerus promote Haman, the son of Hammedatha, the Agagite, and advanced him and set his seat above all the princes that were there with him."
Okay.
So, yeah, he was totally an Agagite or an Amalekite.
Right.
So, yes. However, you're always wrong.
Yeah, yeah.
Because Agag and all the Amalekites were killed in a God-ordained genocide, remember?
Yeah, I remember that there was lots of those that he never actually did. But, yes, I do remember that.
According to 1 Samuel, not that long ago, I'll remind you.
Right.
Chapter 15, verses 7 and 8. "And Saul smote the Amalekites, and he took Agag, the king of the Amalekites, alive, and utterly destroyed all the people with the edge of the sword."
Mm.
So remember, he killed all the Amalekites.
Yeah, they're all dead. Right.
So how is there one?
Because the Bible's always fucking wrong.
Because the Bible says they killed them all, when really what they meant was a lot. They killed a lot of them.
Yeah,
not all of them.
They love to, like, over...
exaggerate.
Yeah, exactly.
It's kind of like... when you ask somebody, "How many slices of pizza did you have?" And then you answer like, "Oh, one or two," but really you ate like most of the pizza.
Right.
Yeah. You downplay in the places that it's good for you to downplay, but then you exaggerate and make the fish so much bigger than the one you actually caught.
Right, right.
Yeah. So lots of exaggerations in the Bible. Be that as it may, you're always wrong.
Apparently. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, I mean, all in all, we had a good book to read and very few contradictions.
And you knew the answers to both of the questions.
I also didn't know the answers to both of the questions.
You knew the answers to the questions insofar as if we were not being bullshitted.
Right.
By a bullshit story in a bullshit book. You knew the correct answers.
Right. Right.
Okay.
Yep.
So... you're always wrong, but it's not your fault this time.
Yeah. No, I mean,
it's usually not.
It's very rarely my fault. It's mostly regard, the Bible's
with
fault.
With regard to the Bible.
Yeah.
Yeah. In life, when you're
we're
wrong,
not covering
you're wrong.
Life here. No, this no, no, is that no, we're covering no. the Bible. Yeah.
In the Bible, it's so.
What
does
life got to do with our podcast?
Oh my God. So, anyways.
All right, guys.
That was the book of Esther.
That was the book of Esther. We are done.
We are
and
done.
We are moving on to Job.
We are. I'm really excited about Job.
Yeah. Yeah. We do have a couple special episodes coming up this weekend. I think we might take one day off just because we're going to reset and start a new week.
Yeah, and hopefully we'll be a little more settled into our new digs.
Right. Oh, and I need to apologize. I thought I had posted yesterday the wrap-up. I thought I had posted it last night to, like, come out this morning. Or, well, as you're getting this one, it'll be yesterday morning. But I didn't. And so I didn't get it out till late last night. And I'm sorry about that.
Sorry, guys.
That was my bad.
That was your bad. You are always wrong.
If you were on Patreon, I did manage to get it on Patreon.
Well.
So you were the lucky few that got it if you were on Patreon.
Yeah.
But
just one more
somehow
reason.
I didn't click that final button or something on our Acast. So
just one more reason to get on Patreon because
right.
if we fuck up everywhere else, we're the least likely to fuck up with our loving supporters.
Well, I generally do that one first because mm-hmm. they're supposed to have the earliest access and all that kind of stuff. So mm-hmm. they almost always get things correct
right.
or before mm-hmm. or whatever.
Yeah.
But
the
yeah,
fewest mistakes.
That doesn't
are made
mean
with
that
Patreon.
We don't want to get it out to you guys. Like, no. I am really sorry I didn't get that out on time.
Totally true.
But yeah. that being as it is, I did it and now it's up and you know, sorry.
Now everybody gets it.
And
yay!
Now let's go to Job.
Yes, Job.
All right. Thank you, guys. And we will see you either this weekend for our special episodes or
tomorrow for Job.
Monday.
That's what I said. Monday,
Monday
for Job.
For Job. Because
yeah,
we have
so
the weekend
sorry.
First yes. of special episodes.
Okay, look. Since we moved, I've not had my calendar up. I have no idea what day of the week it is half the time.
Right.
And I'm a mess. I'm just a fucking mess.
Yes.
So, yes, Monday for Job. Sorry, right. sorry, bye.
All right, bye. Hey, wife, I guess that's the end?
But husband, that's just sad.
It doesn't have to be. We are on lots of social media platforms like Twitter. Our handle there is sacrilegious_D.
For D's nuts.
Oh my God. Stop doing that. Anyway, we're also on Facebook, Instagram, and Pinterest. There's a link to all of our social media sites at our website.
Ooh, we have a website?
Yeah, it's sacrilegiousdiscourse.com, where you can also find a link to our merch shop.
We have a merch shop?
Yep. We have podcast-themed clothing, mugs, notebooks, and more, as well as an atheist and science-themed products.
Wow, our fans should really go check that out right now.
Definitely. They can get in touch with us by sending an email to sacrilegiousdiscourse@gmail.com. But before they do that, we could really use some help.
Oh yeah? With what?
Well, it's not free running the podcast, and we need some financial support in order to get better equipment, which will free up time so we can concentrate on our podcast and our fans.
Okay, so what should they do?
Head over to patreon.com/sacrilegiousdiscourse and sign up as a contributor on our podcast. Supporters there receive additional bi-weekly episodes that we record just for our Patreon members for as little as $2 a month.
Also, we'd really appreciate it if you would like and subscribe on whatever platform you're using.
And Apple Podcast reviews help us out tremendously.
Like and subscribe. Leave an Apple review. Join us on Twitter. Support us on Patreon. That's a lot of instructions. Don't forget to say thanks.
Thanks.
Okay, bye.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more.
and is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.